Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzz with you today, talking with Tim Andreessen about the CME cattle futures contracts in just a moment.
The 1930s were difficult times for America. The country was in the midst of the Great Depression. Jobs were scarce, but hopes remained high. And it was during that time Mueller started making metal products. Now over 85 years later, the Mueller name is known across the South as the finest in quality steel and workmanship. Mueller understands what it means to weather the storm, and our products do too. A Mueller metal roof is made to last and protect you and your most valued possessions from the harsh weather we're accustomed to in this area. A Mueller metal roof can endure the intense sun, the heavy rain, hail, and the occasional snowstorm that blows through these parts. And it will continue to do so for years to come, much longer than a conventional roof. So if you want peace of mind for the future, choose a metal roof for your home that's made by Mueller. Visit MuellerInc.com to learn more and find a location near you. You'll see why a Mueller metal roof is the best thing to put over your head.
It's been about a year and a half since the CME Group began working with the livestock industry, especially the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, to make changes to the live cattle futures contracts. The Managing Director of Agricultural Products for the CME Group, Tim Andreessen, says they've been working on several changes, potentially, to those live cattle and feeder cattle contracts.
Since 2016, we've been working with the NCBA and the cattle industry to enhance our CME cattle futures markets. We formed a working group with the NCBA to discuss a number of changes, including implementing a messaging efficiency program, reducing livestock futures and options trading hours, adding a seasonal discount to cattle delivered to Worthing, South Dakota, and revising quality and grading specs. We've also added delivery locations this year, which we think will help to increase delivery capacity, and are in the process of collecting customer feedback about a potential change to daily price limits.
Andreessen says the CME Group's been working to better align the cattle futures contracts to cash market values.
We value our relationship with the cattle community and are committed to helping producers and commercial firms manage their price risk. Nothing is more important to us than the integrity of our markets. So for the last 18 months, we've been working with NCBA and the cattle industry to more closely align our cattle futures contracts to cash market values. We believe this has made them more effective hedging tools and has been evidenced by increased levels of open interest and commercial participation in our markets this year versus 18 months ago. We saw record levels of open interest in live cattle futures in April and May of this year, and as a matter of fact, on Wednesday, we set a new record in feeder cattle futures open interest, surpassing 63,000 contracts. We are continually talking to customers about the performance of our CME cattle futures markets.
At this particular time, cattle volatility appears to be lower than 2 years ago. However, Andreessen says the changes were not designed to drive down cattle market volatility.
No, there are multiple factors beyond the exchange's control which impact volatility, including weather, supply and demand, exports, strength of the U.S. dollar, and lack of transparency in cash cattle markets. The changes we made, working together with the industry, were designed to ensure our cattle futures contract more accurately reflects cash market values. We've made several changes we believe have helped to improve the hedging effectiveness of these contracts. At the same time, the cattle industry has encouraged more transparent price discovery in cash markets through increased levels of negotiated trade. While we're encouraged by this progress, more work needs to be done to further improve cash market transparency.
And at this point, Andreessen says there are no additional changes planned for the cattle futures contracts.
While I don't have any new contract changes to share with you today, we are continuously working with our customers to evaluate the hedging effectiveness of all of our agricultural products, not just cattle. The feedback we've received from the cattle industry is that the changes we've made so far are working to more closely align futures with cash market values, which makes our futures a more viable hedging tool. We value our relationship with the NCBA, cattle producers, and the broader beef industry, and will continue to seek their feedback and engagement on our markets.
Tim Andreessen of the CME Group. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Register now to attend the nation's premier soil health conference January 30th and 31st at the Hyatt Regency and Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. The 2018 No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference features Alan Savory, world-renowned soil health and grazing expert, plus a lineup of industry experts and top-line producers. With over 40 breakout sessions, no-till farmers across the region are sure to find information to make their farms more profitable. Check out the speaker lineup, beginner and advanced events, and register online at www.notill.org.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.